You know, I noticed too, Velton, that whether it had to do with the gatekeeper or whether it had to do with the person you're ultimately trying to get to, a lot of it had to do with relationship. But as you were sharing, though, even in the process of building the relationship, it's important for us to know who we're trying to build the relationship with so that we build it the right way, even when it comes down to how long our voicemail message is.
Mm-hmm. Well, it goes back to, you know, we talked about the six steps of the selling process, and I apologize because we may not get to all six of them today, but it's a segue into the next step, which is qualifying. And let me just tell your audience, if we don't get through all six today, I have a DVD set that's coming out. It'll be available the 1st of March, and it'll be available on my website, which is www.veltonshowell.com. And you'll be able to purchase my DVD right on the web series, right on the website. Currently, you can purchase my book, which covers the first phase of what we talked about. The book is called Prospecting, the Key to Your Future Success. And it is available through my website and on Amazon.
Excellent. And what's the name of the book again?
The book is entitled Prospecting, the Key to Your Future Success. And the principle is the work that you do today, you may not reap the benefits for 6 months to a year, but you're planting the seed. Prospecting is planting the seed to be harvested at a later date.
Interesting. Okay.
But the second step or the second part of the selling process is qualifying. And it talks to what you just mentioned, Carl, understanding who you're calling and why. And the first thing in the qualification process is, who is your customer? Who is the ideal customer for your business or your product? What do they look like? What are their habits? What are their similarities? What is this group? What ties them together? Once you identify who your ideal customer is, then you can start to look for others who fit that mold or model.
Gotcha. Okay.
You know, it's just like fishing. If I'm fishing for swordfish today, then I need swordfish look a certain way. They travel in certain circles. They have certain habits, whether they're eating habits, buying habits, friendship habits, certain organizations that they belong to. So I need to understand who these people are and what ties them together, because they're my ideal customer if that's what I'm looking for.
Interesting.
If I'm selling cell phones, who are the people that are more apt to buy the type of phone that I am selling? Why do they want this product? And who owns it? And why do they own it? Do I know why they own it? Do I know why they purchased it? And once I know why they bought it or why they purchased it, who else has the same type of need? Because what we're trying to do is to understand what will enhance our position and entice the customer to buy our product.
Wow. And so you're thinking about traits, characteristics of the group who would find a need, see a need, hear a need for what you have. And then you try to nail down, as you mentioned, who actually fits those character traits.
Absolutely. I mean, you need to develop criteria. What are the criteria of my ideal customer?
Wow. Okay.
How do I judge that?
Velton, I tell you, it is amazing me how this time is flying. Please give the people the Speaking With Community your contact info again.
Sure. You can reach me if they'd like to email me to talk to me about this further. You can email me at info@veltonshowell.com. My website is veltonshowell.com. That's www.veltonshowell.com. You can also follow me on Facebook at Velton Showell, or Facebook my Facebook page, which is Strategic Solutions LLC. Also, if you don't mind, Carl, I have a weekly radio show on Blog Talk Radio. It's called Selling as a Profession. And what we do is we discuss the things that you've heard about today And I have guests that are sales professionals, entrepreneurs, and motivational speakers. And we get into the nuts and bolts of selling and being an entrepreneur.
Awesome. And that they can access that by way of your website?
They can access that by way of my website. This week's guest is a gentleman named Michael Cheatham, who is a speaker and entrepreneur. And they can also dial in and listen to Michael. Let me give you the phone number. 1 second. Phone number is 917-889-7881. 917-889-7881.
I tell you what, Velton Shaw III, it has been great. I appreciate you for having shared so many rich nuggets with us today and for having inspired. Just as you said, I believe that there are going to be some folks finding that motivation to go ahead and make the move that so many have been thinking about making. Appreciate you so much.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you for having me. And selling is a lifestyle, and it's a life of love. So get out there and do your thing, and you will be great. Thanks again, Carl.
You're quite welcome. All right, ladies and gentlemen, till next time.